All right, well, I have 1% battery life on this recording, so it's probably, battery's probably going to die mid-podcast here, or maybe not even mid, well, I guess it won't be mid-podcast, because, you know, it's the end of the podcast is when the battery dies, but anyways, it might be a short one, I don't know, we'll see how it goes. Civic duty, how's it going, Josh? Hope you're doing good. Just told me about our rugby boys. That's too bad that it didn't work out. But I'm glad you enjoyed watching the game. I'm just going to listen to Propagandhi. Less talk, more rock. They got the name for this record from a thing that people said to them quite often when they were playing shows. I guess that's a common thing that was said to Propagandhi when they're playing live. They named a record after it. It looks like maybe... Great. Oh, you know what I did? That was stupid. I didn't start playing. I have to start playing the CD for it to kick on as soon as I plug my iPod in. So I'm going to have to get this manually now because I messed up. Alright. Yeah, screwed up. A-OK by Face to Face, and you've heard it many times. Oh, there we are. Okay, this is Propagandhi. Less talk, more rock record. The record is called Less Talk, More Rock, and the song to open the record is called Apparently I'm a PC Fascist. Because I care about human and non-human animals. The because I care about human and non-human animals part is in brackets. Consider someone else. Stop consuming animals. Thank you. believing in. Oh yeah, I'm not supposed to sing. It's too cringe. All the fists in the world can't save you now. No. All the fists in the world can't save you now. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. We'll find out. Yep. Dance to this, drink to me. This song is called Anchorless. You may notice a familiar voice. It's the dude who sings in the Weaker Thens. Used to be in Propaganda. This guy. I gotta listen to more Weaker Thens. They're fucking great. To his back, and I mean, fair enough, but back in my day, we didn't have the luxury to sit on our iPods, but yeah, it's just funny. But anyways, I don't know what's going on here. I guess my fucking, my iPod, I was gonna listen to Rio de San Atlanta Manet, I don't know. I can't. It's a long song title, and the whole title doesn't come up on the display. So, song number 5 on Less Talk More Rock. Before that, you heard Anchorless by Propaganda. On Civic Duty. On the Civic Duty. Okay, I got it. Okay, well, you know what? We're going to listen to AM radio. Let's see what they got going on AM radio today.
Most importantly, I think there's an opportunity to recognize COVID has made us all think about things differently, and obviously this person wanted to repay debt to those fans.
Well, and I think, Tim, as well, it is a testament to the
Sarah Mills.
We have over at Everett Place, because we have seen that over the pandemic.
Sarah Mills.
The story is testament to the many examples that
go to that market
like
of Asia. I bet they got some sweet snacks and stuff.
I've never experienced
before.
And I don't think you have success or that longevity without being adaptable, but most importantly, just doing the right thing for the community. Our staff are being so amazing, whether it's jumping cars in the vaccination line, or filling gas tanks when it's run out of fuel, or hosting community Halloween celebrations. It's been a different year. I'm so proud of our team, and to your point, I think when you see an organization that's truly here for the betterment of the community, people tend to think differently about it. And I think through COVID-19, it's really allowed us to show how important a large organization with lots of employees that are not-for-profit, its sole job is really to service the needs at any given time in the community of Regina, or a special place with a great team. And I think this is an example of somebody that was influenced by their time working with us, or maybe still work with us.
That was Everest Place CEO Tim Reed on the Greg Morgan Morning Show. This is the Day in Review. Now we get the wrap on the day from the Canadian Press Business Desk. The Toronto market closed up just 8 points this afternoon at 20,173. In New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day down 85 points at 35,058. Our dollar traded at 79.5 cents U.S.
Who's playing tonight?
From yesterday's average, 79.69 cents. Crude oil was down 20 cents at $71.65 U.S. per barrel. A subsidiary of Australian mining giant BHP has announced an offer to buy Noront Resources. It topped the bid from Australian
can't go yet.
Company.
Sorry.
About 2,200 unionized workers employed by De Havilland and Bombardier at a downfuse facility in North Toronto have gone on strike. Unifor says the workers walked off the job as threatened this morning. 2 days
man,
after
I hope I never go on strike.
The company following a 3-week cooling off period. From the Canadian
I hope I never have to go on strike.
Plans to open the land border to Americans in a couple of weeks could be in trouble. Two unions representing border guards are threatening to go on strike as soon as August 6th.
Uh-oh.
The border is expected to open August 8th.
Uh-oh.
Canada Post could also be affected as some of the workers in those unions are Canada Post workers. President of one of the unions insists the government has refused to address critical workplace issues. And the U.S. president wants to take a major step against climate change. Joe Biden is
going
to turn to aggressive Obama-era vehicle mileage standards.
All right, let's deal with that climate change. I heard somewhere that the world's going
to
end in 2040.
Gas emissions and
fuck me, that's not good.
U.S. drivers into electric vehicles by 2030.
Benson won't even be 20 years old. Actually, wait a minute.
What's trending?
Yeah, you will. I know. But still.
She's offered to pay the fine on behalf of the Norwegian female beach handball team for wearing shorts instead of bikini bottoms. Kate said she's very proud of the team for protesting.
2040. Like, we can't have the world end in 2040. Fuck that. We gotta do something about climate change.
Dad as her conservator.
Like sand through the hourglass.
I did want to hear about that, the shorts thing. That's fucking crazy, man. The sexism that exists in the world is nuts. Couldn't believe that shit about the shorts and the bikini bottoms thing. That was it's a tough world for ladies. Man, like, it's fucked up.
Deadhead here in Zoom Music. He said he was pretty certain he was going to quit music altogether after his daughter was born. He just wanted to focus on being a dad, but then he says he got really sad.
All right. Well, I gotta go. Thanks for listening, Jayish. I hope that I'm still, I hope you're still hearing me right now. I don't know that you will be. Because I haven't checked to see if it's still recording. But, anyways.
Quick Tick McTick coming to you from
Texas. Hope you're doing well. See you later.
And I laughed.